With the state's primary election coming in early August, we've been inundated for months with ads from candidates and special interest groups. And even as those commercials are touting a particular person or knocking down another, there's usually some mention of an issue or two. Often it's border policy or the economy. But do those ads actually reflect what voters in Arizona care about? More than a decade ago, the Center for the Future of Arizona issued the results of the first Arizona We Want survey that was intended to clarify the top issues residents here wanted elected officials to focus on. Now the center is back with a new incarnation called the Arizona Voters Agenda. Democrats, Republicans, and independents were polled on what their most vital issues were. Education, water, and the economy were some that made the cut, while completing the border wall and eliminating mail-in voting were two that didn't. Earlier, I spoke with Sybil Francis, president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona, about the Arizona Voters Agenda. She began by explaining the aim of the project.
The goal really is to bring the voices of Arizona voters to the fore in this really important election year. So we really wanted to find out what they thought were the most important issues, really kind of probe into those, and then bring those to the attention of the media, the candidates, and to also reflect back up to Arizonans who they are and what they think is important.
And these are some absolutely massive issues that have so many sort of subheadings. So think about education and water and the economy. How was the decision made which categories you wanted to cover?
Well, we were certainly informed by our prior work with Gallup that really identified those major issues. And we also had an open-ended question on this survey to ask Arizona voters, you know, what they thought were the top issues. So it very much aligned with the questions that we were asking.
People will always say, especially these days, I don't know how you're going to find people to agree on any of these things. And yet it seems to be that when it comes to at least the way the questions were framed and some of the topics, that people agreed quite readily on the importance of some of these. Any surprise on that?
Well, I think what's really incredible is we certainly laid the foundation for this understanding of Arizonans with our Gallup work, but the work with High Ground really confirms that Arizonans have much more in common than separates us, that we agree on much more than we disagree on the big issues. And what we really wanted to do was to bring that perspective, you know, to candidates running for office, because we're in such a polarized period right now, and we hear so much about division and polarization. But Arizona voters really, they care about the same things. They want to hear where the candidates stand on these issues. And interestingly enough, two-thirds of voters care more about where the positions of the candidates and their plans or solutions for those issues than they do about ideology or political party.
What does it take, though, for those results to actually get to the policymakers and have them listen more readily?
Well, I think, first of all, just bringing this information to them. And frankly, the media is a really important partner and plays a really important role in this, because it's really through the media, oftentimes, that candidates get asked questions. So we're certainly doing outreach on our own to try to bring this to the attention of the media and what kinds of questions will be asked, for example, in the debates. You know, another sort of bigger question has to do with, you know, the structure of our elections, and that's maybe another side conversation. But, you know, you often hear comments like, oh, well, candidates are speaking to their base, that's just the way it is, that things are polarized. Well, if you look at what's been happening in Arizona, a lot of folks have been frustrated by the kind of polarization and division as represented in the parties and have been becoming independents. And what happens then is that the parties themselves become more of a minority view, if you will. And that also feeds into this narrative of polarization and division.
Let's look at some of the important topics. Obviously, education, a broad one. And in the strongly support and total support, the highest ranking one was ensuring that Arizona schools have quality teachers and principals. What does that say to you? And what should be the next follow-up question to that?
Well, the follow-up question really is for the candidates to answer, which is, what's your plan to ensure that Arizona schools have quality teachers and principals? We didn't ask the voters for the answers. We asked them what they wanted to hear from the candidates. So all of these issues really are for the candidates to answer. So voters overall still feel that that K-12 is underfunded and that teachers are underpaid as well. But what we really need to do is bring these issues to the fore. You know, there's so many hot button issues. The electorate overall really cares about these other big issues and want to hear about it.
I also think what's vital is the fact that it's Arizona Voters Agenda. And I think that's one of those things where we get down to to really the core of these things. You know, we often talk about, well, there's no Democratic or Republican way to pick up the garbage or something. Of course, that's always the line that's used. But it is true that when people are thinking about the legislature, city council, mayors, et cetera, they are thinking about, these are people who live in my community, so they have the same concerns or thoughts on things perhaps that I do. This is what makes something like this even more vital, that when people see someone who lives next door to them, they may view that differently than someone they're sending to Washington.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And I think related to that is, it's really interesting to me when we share these results and, you know, I get the people with who react emotionally when they hear with the fact that we're really not as divided as the our narrative might suggest. Relief, almost disbelief sometimes, because the drumbeat is so strong for division and polarization that it's almost hard for some people to believe these results. But these are responses from likely voters who in general tend to be actually slightly more conservative. And yet we have these really astounding results.
Now, Sybil, you have lived in Arizona for a couple of decades, but you've lived other places. Obviously, there is history here, but it's younger than many other communities. And so it's a place where people can come and try new things. And does that apply to how we deal with each other and how we can agree on issues or disagree on issues? Is there something to being a younger state, a younger region, where maybe people can be more open to things because tradition is a little bit less important?
Absolutely. And I think you see that across the board in so many ways. But what I love about Arizona is the independent spirit, the sense of innovation, the openness, and people are really open to each other. You don't have to have, you know, live somewhere for you know, we used to live in New York City, and, you know, if you lived on your block for 20 years, maybe you would be elected, you know, block president or something like that. But there aren't those structural barriers here. People are very open to new ideas and to each other. And if you have a good idea and you're willing to work for it, you can get stuff done.
What can the center do to actually make it so the Arizona Voters Agenda turns out to mean something?
We are doing it right now, which is, we're getting the word out. We are trying to get this message across. We're trying to impact the way Arizonans even see themselves or think about themselves. As I said earlier, people are somewhat surprised or get emotional when they hear this, because they're so used to hearing this drumbeat of division that they've started really believing that's who we are as Arizonans. And I think that's a huge impact, just for starters. And over time, we certainly would like to see candidates more responsive to the issues that voters care about, and ultimately see those issues translated into policy and action.
That is Sybil Francis. She is president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. We've been talking about the Arizona Voters Agenda. Sybil, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great to be with you.